Network.
Alan, I've analyzed Copenhagen in depth. It was a 95% failure, and we forced Gordon Brown, the real ringleader of this, kind of the current head of the circus, to then just come out when it failed. They couldn't get countries to sign on to the global taxes and controls. He just said, well, we'll just have the Western world go ahead and start levying the taxes and giving it to the IMF and World Bank. And we'll go ahead and start monitoring the third world and cutting off their funds if they don't do it. So openly showing he's a tyrant. But I am optimistic. They are drugging people in the water and food. They are dumbing people down. They are playing us off against each other, those of us that are awake. But I do see them. Things are not going as well as they wanted. Now, they readjust. They never give up. But I think humanity has a chance of beating this. You know, everything they've done is study us to know how to stop us from ever defeating them. But I really have some hope, Alan.
There's always hope, and it's a matter of, again, never giving up either. They never give up, so we must never give up. And for every day new folk tune into the radio shows and listen, every day. And young ones do too. And they're the ones who are going to have to take up the brunt of and take the cudgel off eventually down the road to make sure they have the rights back. We're only starting off the process and keeping the information alive at the moment. They'd love to kill the information altogether, but they can't. Not yet.
So for those that don't know, isn't a cudgel a Scottish name for a war club?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure. Pick up the club.
Yeah, that's what they got to do because it's going to, we're dealing with, as you say yourself, the most ruthless people at the top that's ever existed who are so cocksure themselves now, they believe they can do whatever they wish to the general population of an entire planet.
And to the point of, hey, we're drugging your water and we're going to start testing your blood to make sure you're drinking it.
Yes, and we're already, they're already drugging most of the young boys out there that can think and have leadership qualities. I mean, this is full-scale war. Thought out a long time ago, as Julian Huxley said, we'll use pharma to and so did Bertrand Russell. He said, we shall look for those with leadership qualities, and if we can't bring them in through scholarships into our system, we'll have to eliminate them. That's what he said. Because they couldn't allow people who could convey what's happening to the rest of the people and become leaders to have to drug them or annihilate them.
You know, I look at old photographs and old film footage of just like my grandfathers and people before them, and their eyes, especially their parents, and, you know, in back in the 40s and 50s, they were coming out with smaller little reel tapes, and we found some and watched them. And just normal people in photos, I mean, their eyes were just burning with luminance and intelligence, and people looked so good, even if they were poor or dressed scrap. I mean, they were, I mean, people just radiated power. There is no doubt. I mean, they admit the fluoride alone is a deadly toxic chemical that brain damages, makes you obese, attacks all the glands, but they are drugging us in mass.
Yes, and that was always a big part of it. The combination of pharma working with big government was written about 60, 70 years ago. That was always their goal, a compliant, obedient population. Absolutely. Remember that movie THX 700, they called it?
THX 1138, which is a...
Yeah.
Which
fantastic.
Is a
fantastic portrayal.
That's what they're actually planning. That's by George Lucas, his thesis film with Robert Duvall, for those that don't know, based on Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, which is actually the plan.
It is the plan. It absolutely is the plan, because Aldous Huxley was in on the big think tank meetings with his brother Julian Huxley, both descended from the Darwin clan, by the way.
Oh, he gave his last speech before they probably killed him in 62. He just laid it all out at Berkeley. He said, this is all the plan. This is real. And he said, because we're so smart, you listening in the audience won't even be able to stop them.
That's right. And it's a small group of men, very powerful, rich, powerful men, with the use of pharmacology and a good plan, could literally take over and rule the entire planet to their satisfaction.
Why do you think over 30% of police officers admit that they're on steroids?
Yes.
They actually need it because they've been gelded. I want the police who serve this to know, you are being chemically attacked, chemically lobotomized. Why do you serve the New World Order? because you're drugged right now and under a trance from television.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Said I'd take calls today when Alan Watt was on with us. We're going to open the phones up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Dustin in PA, Justin in Montana, Mark in Maui. Wish I was there, but I can't ever fly there. I'm not going to be naked body scanned. No, I'm going to still fly, but I'm not going to let them scan me. Ken and Mass and others. What do you think you're doing? Because you're giving authority and a 10 badge, you're going to put me in a naked body scanner they wouldn't even scan Iraqis with? And I was talking to man Kyle Mueller on his syndicated show. They tried to do a bunch of stuff to him. The TSA guy marched up and started going, with his wife and children. And he said, well, talk to me. The guy said, And he said, talk to me. And the guy said, that's it. You're missing your flight. I want you to put that book. He had Atlas Shrugged in his hand on the scanner through the thing. And he said, put him in the box, put him in there. And they were like, you're missing your flight. So he started yelling, this is a police state, this is wrong, this is a fraud. And they said, get out of here, get out of here. They didn't want to scare the other slaves. They want to see you dominated, but not see you stand up. Alan Watt.
Oh, that's absolutely true. The last thing you want is the more just to make a coherent, accurate statement and shouting out to the rest of the public what's actually happening. You've got to shout out sometimes and break the spell and tell them what is actually happening here, and make them indignant and afraid.
I I've also noticed, I want your comment on this, at Disneyland or at all the other major theme parks, things like SeaWorld, you pay for your ticket, and then you walk up and they go, oh, you have to handprint with that ticket you bought, and then I refuse and they let me through as soon as I start yelling. And everyone else, it's the same thing at the airport. You buy your ticket, you go through, and they go, body scanner, put your kids in there. And then and all these photos on the news, we were showing them yesterday, when they put these women in the scanners, it shows the guys smiling, looking at their naked bodies.
Of course, yeah.
Because that humiliation is important.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And there's no doubt about it. They already say themselves, they can't keep anything secret that's on the net. They've had so many scandals in Britain with Social Security numbers being sold by the millions from the government to private companies. You can believe you, they're going to have the next big thing that's going to be porno, new porn across the internet worldwide of everybody's body scanner silhouette and all the rest of it. This is all
and then they'll have an investigation and reward whoever allowed it to happen. In fact, they're already saying the Hollywood bodies are going to go for big cash.
And people are obsessed today with sex as well because it's been promoted over any rationale meaning of the sex itself or even the fact that the sexual bonding between two people used to mean a good, healthy family would come out of it. Now, not the promiscuity you have today and it's all taken so lightly on television with the reality shows, which is all about that. No bonding at all, just have sex. So that's why they're hitting the public now with this. They've degraded the public from the last generation to the present generation, and really they've been degrading the public since the 50s onwards quite steadily.
And that way the man and woman don't stay together and the state ends up getting the children effectively.
Absolutely. And that's again what they said they'd have to do a long time ago. If we can get the children separated from the parents with scientific indoctrination from kindergarten onwards, that their minds are ours.
But then if you try to homeschool your kids, they come and arrest you now with trumped-up, made-up stuff.
Well, in the Italian newspapers a few months ago, the Prime Minister of Italy said there's an outright ban now on all homeschooling. He said the reason is, he says, every child must have the exact same indoctrination. Those were the words.
Yeah, here they call it socialization.
Yep. It's indoctrination into the new PC terminology to alter your way of thinking about things for that generation to grow up in.
And anyone that doubts that standardized programming they're being given so they can have their social control, California 2 years ago had their court rule. It got overturned in a federal court, and we read it here on air. It said the state actually owns your children. You're not allowed to homeschool.
Yes, that's right. And Hillary Clinton, too, ran on that ticket as well, that she would abolish all homeschooling. It's a must-be for all the big top communists, I'll loosely call them communists, for the world, to bring in the system of standardized...
It would be better that your children get no education at all than to be put in public schools. Go ahead.
Absolutely, because, again, for their wonderful utopia of socialism and a passive society, the children all must parrot the same things, all believe the same things, or having sex with an animal is good, and all this. This is all that's coming up in brand new.
And take 3 years ago. Yeah. The New Freedom Initiative got leaked. Bush signed it 4 years ago. The internal documents from the federal board came out. This was in the Associated Press, but like it was a good thing, they said, we've got 20% of kids on government-issued drugs now. By 2015, we want 50%, and then in the decade after that, 100% on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
100% with forced inoculations, 100% on the drugs.
And those drugs will be for life. So you have a whole generation on drugs for life, just like the movie we mentioned here, the THX movie, just like that. And you'll get put into a workplace, you'll be tested for your urine all day long, you'll get blood tests to make sure you've taken all your proper drugs and medications, there'll be punishments if you haven't, and that will become normal. Yeah.
And what's sick about it is you read UN and government documents that we've covered in detail here, there's literally thousands of them, and then everybody kept saying I should see the movie Equilibrium, and I saw it, and that's actually what they're setting up. They just throw in our faces what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's also predictive programming because Predictive programming is a strange thing because when you're being entertained, you don't realize you're also being indoctrinated with an idea, and you're not passing judgment while you're watching entertainment because the sensor part of your brain is not involved. So therefore, it stays in your subconscious, and then when you hear it's coming out into reality, they're actually going to do this, it's familiar to you, and therefore it's not such a big deal. You go along with it. That's what predictive programming is all about.
We know 40 years ago they had these passive MRI body scanners, and now they're saying, oh, we've got to scan into your body. It took them 2 days to do that after I said they would, because that's their program. Remember Total Recall with Schwarzenegger and all these other science fiction movies where when you go through the airport, Men in Black ski mask run you through a system that scans your naked body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the book that it came from was written in 1966.
I just can't believe. I mean, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it would start accelerating. But, Alan, do you ever just pinch yourself to witness it and to know this is just the beginning?
I'm never shocked, to be honest with you. I know what's come up. I know in the next 50 stages is to come up in the next 20 years. So I'm never shocked. I've read their books. I know how they work. I know they keep the pulse on the public. They know when the public are now ready for the next move. And it's how
I just can't believe how pathetic the public are.
You've got to realize, too, that 87%, as I say, from World War One on, the same tests, 87% never really disbelieve the major media. They never question the whys. They believe government's telling them the truth. They can't believe that big lies are told to get us into wars and stuff. That's just too big a lie. So it must be true. And those are the ones they concentrate on. That's why they picked, by the way, democracy. Democracy is not ruled by the mob. It's that the mob will always be easily conditioned by the minority who rule them.
Alan, go over the next several phases.
Well, the Copenhagen Agreement, what they agreed to was the most important thing of all. And I knew that they would, and I mentioned it. I said they'll agree to the next phases of the upgraded Copenhagen Agreement.
And then leave it nebulous so they can do whatever they wanted.
It's a blank board. They can go in there and now, and they've all agreed to sign on to whatever is put on that, and they will. That's what it's about. Yeah.
But we are forcing them to not have everybody sign on to it, so it's illustrated that it's pure tyranny.
Yes, as long as it's noted somewhere in the history books that there are protesters with another view on all of this, and you can cohesively put their view over in a good format, then that goes down in the history books.
Notice how with the green tyranny, they always try to make it unified. Everyone agrees. No one disagreed. Not one scientist disagreed. And it's just all a lie.
Yeah, the science is settled, said Al Gore, which is the most unscientific statement you could meet, because science must always go over the previous findings and constantly dissect it, retry it. So it's all it's a political communist ploy using an excuse to get communism through. That's what it is. Remember, at the Rees Commission, they said their job was for the foundations, with all their thousands of NGOs, was to alter the culture so drastically in the Western world, they blended seamlessly with that of the Soviet Union. Well, that's what it's all about, but they can't see we're going along with communism now. So they use different names for different parts of it, but it's the same agenda, a socialist system worldwide with experts running the world and all the lesser ones doing what they're told with obedience. That's what they're bringing in. So any excuse will do. A comet from outer space will hit us in the year 2060, or anything will do. Any farce will do, and this is the one they've picked on.
Oh, it's unbelievable, Alan. I'm going to come back and take calls for the balance of the 40 minutes we have left with you. It just hurts me at a primitive level, because I have this defense mechanism for innocence, to watch them arresting homeschooling parents now for no reason in America. It's just...
Yeah.
We have fallen so far.
The U.S. Was the last country in the world that had strong family units. And they're demolishing it right now.
They're outlawing it, and they take the rebellion of the children and turn it against the parents. Unbelievable.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 6, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,126.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,157.39, $578.70 for a half ounce, or $289.35 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,157.39, $578.70, and $289.35.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to Justin, Mark, Ken, and others in just one moment. For the balance of the hour, taking your phone calls, ending some other news. But I want to lay it out there. Joseph McCarthy, the Russians have now declassified it a decade ago, was absolutely right about everything, to a certain point. As soon as he found out the Pentagon was running the communists, which has now been declassified, funding them, he was destroyed. As soon as he found out big financiers were running it to consolidate power, to socialize our wealth, we need to realize we are up against a conspiracy, of parasites and control freaks and compartmentalized crooks that the social engineers hire and roll out their programs through Federal Reserve money worldwide. They have unlimited money. And really start recognizing when somebody wants to interrogate your kids, they're a hardcore anti-American piece of trash. When somebody wants to force drug you, they're your enemy, not just, oh, the government's out of control. We need to gut up and start letting these people know we know you're criminals and let their minions know they're criminals. And they're all engaged in crime. They've all are immoral. You track a corrupt mayor, a corrupt judge, you're going to find them doing crimes. Put it on YouTube, burn them. I mean, folks, if you activate a secret operatives against the New World Order, there's no orders. You know evil. You know corruption. Engage them. Turn yourselves loose. Look what I've done in 14 years. Devastating the enemy. Devastating the enemy. And I'm only one person with one operation. You can all activate and do things untold. The enemy operates covertly. You can operate overtly, covertly. There's so many ways to beat them. But when you realize you're in a scientific dictatorship, you're fighting for your very future, they're already poisoning people en masse, we are in the middle of just absolute war, as Alan Watt was saying. Alan?
Yes, and hopefully one day down the road, the biggest Nuremberg trial ever put on in history, where all these characters will pay for their crimes against humanity.
And public service announcements will be educating people in sophisticated propaganda so they know how to recognize scumbag lying and manipulation.
I really think the signs and symptoms of the psychopath should be taught in school. Because these are the type who go up into these positions. They get into the Pentagon. They get the ranks of business. They get the ranks of politics. They have an insatiable craving for utter, complete power. And there are definite signs and symptoms with them. They're totally corruptible because they have no right or wrongs within them. Whatever is right it simply benefits them. But we've got to expose them for who they are.
And they're obsessed with the science of control that they spend trillions studying.
Yes. And you're quite correct, though, when you say that when they want to drug your children and so on, this is the same as we're coming to kill your children. If they're coming to destroy the brain of your child, then, you know...
Their soul, their destiny, their will.
Yeah. Then you're dealing with murderers here, and they must be treated as murderers. Don't lose what they're really doing through scientific...
Exactly. I think the biggest awakening, Alan, is realizing... I mean, I'm a normal person. I'm a normal, red-blooded, aggressive person who isn't stupid, but I'm not that smart. And when I read scientific manuals on how they're attacking everyone, yeah, I start warning people, what are you supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a mass movement. It's going to be a mass movement, grassroots.
And they're going to put up fake movements and fake left-right and fake tea parties and fake... No, you got to go into all those groups, use those groups against themselves, and use those organizations to educate the core people to then see... Because most of the leaders don't even know.
Well, yeah, lots of them are out of the loop. They don't have to be in the loop, and a lot of them prefer to be out of the loop because they've got plausible deniability. Their own pockets are getting well-feathered and nested, so they don't care how things are done as long as their name is kept out of it. But technically, one day shall come, and they will all answer for their crimes, their massive crimes, absolutely.
But that's the sick part about the New World Order. They have this sick logic, dark logic is what I call it, of where they have to warn us about what they're doing, and then they love, statistically, they attack their own mid-level and low-level minions. It's like a religion. They'll say, we did this to you. Now watch us take this minion. I just rip him about. I mean, and they almost, those of us that are awake, they almost respect us. And if we get persecuted and go through it, then it's almost like we're a sacred cow. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, you got to understand the psychopath lives on pure ego, their own ego. And outside of that ego, nothing really exists. So they love to boast. It's like a serial rapist is no different. They're very clever. When they get caught, they will tell you everything, how clever they were with every one of their crimes. Quite openly, blatantly, no remorse, no emotion, but they want you to respect them for being so darn clever. That's the psychopath. So that's why they attack their lessers. They end fight at times for more power amongst themselves.
I've also been told by top globalists that they enjoy hearing about how evil they are.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
They love it. This show is one of their favorite entertainments. And the public says, kill me, I love it. We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409.
Out of approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
That was there nationwide. That was the local Austin version saying mercury's good for your children. That's how dumb they think you are. They are making insanity mainline. Let's go to your phone calls. Alan Watt of CoverTheMatrix.com is our guest. Very nice of him to join us. He's also in my film, Fall of the Republic. Let's talk to Dustin. Dustin in PA, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Long time, first time. I was calling in regards to a, well, first, I live in a small town in Lancaster, PA of 55,000. We recently had over 160 surveillance cameras put into our city. The LA Times on the June 21st of 2009 issue did an article on us, little old Lancaster in LA, and how we have public, private companies watching us with our surveillance system. I do work for the city of Lancaster, and I expected that we would be in charge and ask some questions, and nobody knows nothing, but yet the government is federally funding over 170 surveillance cameras in our little old city.
And that's to track everybody. Every town's getting them. Private groups get it. The government then, in revolving doors, the private people in government make money as consultants and working for those companies. And so, of course, it's all privatized. They take your tax money and then turn your town into a prison. Alan Watt.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. A lot of big bucks are passed to the feds as well. They pass it. It's generally a company or companies from Israel that get the contract. So they're heavy lobbyists for the Verint company. They're the ones that put them all throughout Britain as well. And you're quite right. The whole idea is to, again, it's got more than, it's not just to track you, it's to get you used to being watched. It's to alter your behavior. You're not spontaneous anymore walking down a street. Even in company, you don't laugh the same, don't joke the same. You're always aware you're being watched. So
they're above you. They're the government. They're the all-seeing God.
Yes, but it literally it actually encourages you to alter your own behavior until you become Sovietized. In the Soviet Union, you didn't look left or right. If you walked down the road, you stared at the sidewalk and didn't make eye contact with anyone because it could be dangerous.
By the way, that's been in the news. A lot of cops now, if you look at them, they pull over.
Yes.
You don't look at me, boy.
Mm-hmm.
You think this is America?
Yep, that's right. And all the cops, as you know, have been completely militarized, same military training. They're one big brotherhood now on the winning side. You're now called civilians. You're not to the general public anymore. You're civilians. And you're threatening them when you look at them or stare at them or even ask them a question. You're very threatening them.
Yeah, a lot of police around the country. Oh, excuse me, officer. And he's like, do I look like a travel agency? Get moving. Pay the taxes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, oh, God.
Well,
it's so humiliating.
This is what tyranny is. You see, we're living through tyranny. Living through tyranny. Yeah.
And then the cops that aren't like that get made fun of.
Yes, and they'll be out. If they can't fit in, they'll be out.
Anything else, Dustin? I mean, why didn't the townspeople vote out the government and remove the stinking cameras?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. A lot of these people here, now we're in a very diverse city. They said we were we're a study for the government, federal government.
They always say it's a study.
Well, they said we're a study to see how effective these cameras are. Now, there's these cameras are out there. The cameras were at an intersection where a female was beaten to death by her boyfriend, but yet they happen to not catch that part on the camera.
Oh, no. They never prosecute any crime with it because they like the crime. It's all to suck off the sheep, and they're going to start nationwide taxing you by the mile, sir. It scans your license plate point to point and will ticket you if you speed from point to point.
Hey, the guy that they have, I met the guy that's monitoring us in a back room somewhere that's not even on government property, and he looks like one of the slimiest men that you would ever see.
Well, who do you think they harm?
It's very scary, and people around here feel like they're being safe, but they don't realize that their whole civil liberties are being ripped out from underneath of them with a blink of an eye.
Go ahead.
Actually, the eye doesn't blink, does it, Alex? It's always on us.
No, the all-seeing eye doesn't blink. I appreciate your call. But then every time there's a hijacker or a bomber, the cameras don't work. That's right, Alan, isn't it?
Yeah, the main purpose, as I say, is to make us alter our behavior. We start to, they have a term at the United Nations for how we start to alter. I think it's called self-policing. We police ourselves because we're always being watched, and it's almost a subconscious thing that creeps into you and takes over the way that you behave personally. It's a behavior modification project.
Unbelievable. All right, I appreciate your call, sir. You should gorilla shoot video of that, and then, of course, in your free society, we'll see if you're allowed to in America, but shoot video of the cameras, interview people, start a YouTube channel. You don't even have to use your name if you don't want. And I would just come out in the open, and you're right, and start protesting these and try to get the town educated about what's happening. We sent the Kurt Nemo today. It's in color. This is just a scan of it. The Army out searching houses, Lexington homes searched in hunt for bank robber. And they use any excuse to lock down cities, randomly search all the homes. Someone can be seen with a gun, or they hear a backfire, and they lock down parts of the towns. They're training us that they're the boss to protect us, of course, Alan.
Oh, absolutely. I know. I've seen it happen in Canada, in fact, where a hunter who fired off three rounds every year, just sighting in for the hunting season, fired off on his own land in the country. He was opposite me at the time. And a whole squad of cars just flew in there. A woman over the hill who'd moved in, a yuppie from the city, had heard the shots, and in comes the SWAT teams because they heard shots. And he was firing against a hill, which was his own hill. He owned it for a backstop. There was no danger to anyone, miles from anywhere. And he went through hell trying to clear himself off. He almost got shot by the SWAT team.
Oh, that happens out in Travis County. People have their own 30, 40 acres. They shoot a shotgun, and all these people move in from big cities, and they start panicking, guns. But when they hear police with guns, they feel safe. But, you know, they move out to the country in Texas and hear a gun, and they're, a slave's got a gun. Yep. Look, that neighbor's homeschooling. Call the police.
Oh, they're brainwashed by television, and that's the purpose of all the cop shows and television. They're not shows. They're not entertaining. It's propaganda. To make you think they're all powerful, always correct, always above board, and they have your interests at heart. They're in charge of all, over all the bad things. And that's what all television dramas are. They're actually propaganda shows.
It's unbelievable. Let's go back to the calls here. I'm trying to hurry through them now. Let's talk to Justin in Montana, then Mark in Maui. Go ahead, Justin.
Alex, Alan, thanks for everything you guys do. I called about two reasons. One about the gunpowder, and anybody who hunts or owns guns, that they should start thinking about reloading and buying powder before they start making it expire. There's some talk about some powder that...
the federal government does want to do that, and they're openly buying up or shutting down the big gun manufacturers and ammo manufacturers. And at the same time... they're now teaching realtors that reloading equipment is terrorism, and people get the police called on them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the second thing was, I was following the story a couple days ago about this unmanned drones that the Houston Police Department's going to be using, and that they just tested here, I don't know if it was yesterday or day before yesterday, unmanned drones for spying on citizens with high-powered cameras on them. I think the headline is unmanned UAV, Houston using unmanned UAVs.
Oh, yeah. No, the 2 years ago, they got an FAA approval. That's nationwide. And they're using CIA spy satellites for the environmentalists now. If you build a tiny shed on your property, I mean, it's just hell's being released.
Well, it sure sounds like it, Alex. I just wanted to update you guys about that. Thanks again for everything you guys do.
Thank you. And again, they want to bankrupt the economy. The economic numbers have come in. Everything is accelerating in its implosion, and they're just hiring more police, more bureaucrats, more controllers, more harassment, more in your face. I mean, it's incredible, Alan.
Yes. And now you have all the eco fees to come on top of every purchase that you buy, basically. And that's what they floated at the United Nations over 12 years ago. They said they'd bring in a general world taxation for the... for ecology, ecological reasons, and they're getting what they want. They're adding eco fees to your tires when you buy tires, when you take them back, batteries for cars. Now it's batteries now for your flashlights. You're going to have paid disposal eco fees. So you're going to have all this stuff tacked on top. And then after that, you're going to have energy eco fees for every can of beans that you buy. Do you know how much energy it took to make this? You have to pay for that. And this is all to go through the UN after going through the Rothschild.
While shutting down new power plants in the U.S. and moving them to China and India.
Yes, and what gets me, too, is when Maurice Strong, one of the big players of the United Nations in the 1980s, he came in to privatize the electrical system for all of Ontario that was owned supposedly by the public. He did privatize it. He said at the time, we're not going to update the CANDU reactors that are built in Canada. He said, but they're letting them fall apart, and only major corporations will have all these super devices to give them energy for the future. For the rest of the public, it's just too bad. We're taking it down.
It's high-tech reservations, government and corporate grids, and all of us literally living in total total, absolute, complete poverty with new social services laws where if you're poor, they're going to take your kids. And it's all being announced.
And also the CANDU reactor, Canada still builds them. We bought a whole bunch. We're building them for China. We're building them for India and elsewhere, but we can't build any for Canada, you see.
Unbelievable. Let's take another call here. Thank you, caller. Let's talk to the caller from Maui, Mark in Maui. Welcome.
In times of change, a patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, however, the timid join him. For then it costs nothing to be a patriot. FlipYourFlag.com. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Did you get my shirts I sent you for Christmas?
I got a lot of great gifts. What were the shirts?
My upside-down Mayday, Mayday, World Citizen Distress Order, Flip Your Flag for Freedom, Patriots in Distress, Mayday shirt.
I believe we did get some shirts like that. We got a lot of stuff, but the guys in there are shaking their heads, but I do think I saw those. Are they? What color are they?
It's a white shirt with blue and red print, and I sent you 12 of them, two for gifts, and 10 you can carry on your store online if you'd like.
Yes, I got it. Thank you. Thank you. What else is on your mind, sir?
President Obama was over here in Hawaii, and they stopped chemtrailing, and then he left, and they started chemtrailing again. I can't take it. We live in the wettest spot in the world, and they're drying up.
Well, Obama loves you. He's a good man. He's really our president, and everything's fine. I appreciate your call, man. I tell you, he's fired up. I tell you. Let me go ahead and go to the next caller here, calling up my call list. Let's talk to Ken in Mass. Ken, you're on the air with Alan Watt. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I started listening to your show about a month ago, and I'm calling about the body scanners. I have a compromised immune system because I worked for years in hospitals and universities in Boston and got large doses of radiation without knowing it and came down with mild lymphoma about 10 years ago.
But that's what I meant by the New World Order. We have CBS News, mainstream tells you that these scanners and similar systems do hurt people and do radiate you. And the TSA guys, they're all going to love getting testicular cancer. They're going to love getting cataracts from the radiation. I mean, that's the sick part is the system always hurts its minions worse. Go ahead.
Well, what I did is 10 years ago when I got the lymphoma is I went to Dana-Farber, supposed to be one of the best hospitals in the world. And they told me that if I took the chemo every 3 months, they'd try to keep me alive for 5 years. So I said, I don't want to be sick for 5 years and die. I'll skip the chemo. And now this is 10 years. I'm still doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they would have sucked all the money out of you and killed you.
Oh, yeah, they would have drained me. Yep. And so now I'm concerned about these scanners at the airports because I really can't afford any more radiation. So what I did this morning is I called Logan Airport and security, and I told them that because I have a compromised immune system, I really don't think I can go through these scanners. And all that they suggested, maybe it isn't a bad idea, they said if I get a note from my doctor saying I can't go through the scanner, that they would just pat me down instead. So I said, you know, if the listeners would go to their doctors and just get a note from their doctors, and
yeah, but let me expand on that. Then it's not saying it's bad to begin with and violates our privacy and doesn't protect us, and that the Amsterdam airport had the stupid scanners. That gives into it, though, but it's an interesting idea. Alan Watt, comments on that.
It's a way around it. They did say that anyone who doesn't take it will get patted down. However, this also has the added function when you're scanned of going along with another part of the agenda, which is complete sterilization of whatever fertility you still have left.
Yeah, we've got 85% or more down. They got to get that last 15.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's not a big crisis. In fact, I have a magazine in here. Where did it go? I see this everywhere. Falling fertility. Give me a close shot, guys. Falling fertility, how the population problem is solving itself, from The Economist magazine. And then you open it up, and it says, oh, isn't it wonderful? Fertility is falling astonishingly fast, and that's bringing big benefits. So they never say why suddenly people can't have kids.
That's right.
Or how the West is dying. They say this is wonderful. A dead, dying culture in the West is good.
Yep.
Just like shooting yourself in the head is good.
The agenda is working, yeah.
But the elites are all obsessed with having 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 children.
That's right. That's right.
But it's just everywhere. I mean, I listen to talk radio, and it's always like, there's too many kids. Look at this family that tattooed their kids. Look at how bad parents are. That's a PR thing. But never what the government does, how they're 5 to 7 times, depending on which country, more often to abuse any other group. No, they're the good ones. They're the government. They're going to suck you dry. Unbelievable. Let's talk to Stephen in Canada up where Alan Watts at. Stephen, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Go ahead.
Good. Glad to hear you're on the airwaves doing your thing. I've been listening for about 6 months now. Yesterday there was a major development in the Canadian news up here, that they're putting in 44 of these body scanners across the country, effective as of, I believe, the 1st of March.
And they'd already pre-ordered them last year. I have the CTV on that. Stay there. We'll come back to you briefly, Steve. J-Man, John, and Douglas. Our guest website is cuttingthematrix.com. He's also a big part of Fall of the Republic, my film. You can order it at Infowars.com and get a free T-shirt, but that deal is ending soon.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with Alan Watt, cuttingthematrix.com. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Steve in Canada, I have the article here in my stack. In fact, I forgot to dig around for it during the break. Here it is. Give me a close shot of this, guys, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The headline from CTV, that's the big TV station in Canada, for those that don't know, Ottawa ordered airline scanners months ago. So the transportation minister Barrett said, and he said, see, we were trying to protect you. Notice how this all coincided, Alan, with the underwear bomber.
Yep.
Anything else, Steve?
Yeah, I just had a quick question. Oh, also, they said that if you didn't want to do it, you could opt out for the pat down, which I think is a little bit of a
yeah. So the new, but then they're going to phase that out. Yeah. Gordon Brown even admitted what we already knew. First, it's a few airports, then all airports, then well, you can opt out, then you can't opt out, and then you get all these sheep by the millions in the database.
Yeah, everything starts almost semi-voluntarily. And then it becomes mandatory because everyone else goes along with it.
Everyone must biometrically scan to get their driver's license now. Thank you, Steve. John in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air with Alan Watt.
Alan, it's a pleasure speaking with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I've been following the news vigorously for about 2 years now. And some things I want to get off my head real fast. I know you don't have much time, but I witnessed Bill O'Reilly here do what seems to be a complete 180 recently. Even Glenn Beck seems to be softening up.
Yeah, they get the audience, like I warned you, and then they call for taxes. You're not a true conservative if you don't want to give the money to the banks.
This is something that might enlighten people here. Honestly, I never heard of Alex Jones up until I did something. I connected my computer to my flat-screen television, and I started getting into other media that was out there, and that's where I discovered you. Since then, I've been trying to spread the word and have people connect their computers to their flat-screen TVs and, by going on YouTube and things like that.
I got to jump. You can call me back tomorrow if you want, but this is a big revolution. What's going to kill mainline TV, which is why they're moving to censor the web right now, is people plugging it into their television sets and stop tuning into mainline TV. That's why they're putting stuff like myself with Jesse Ventura, the big show I was in last week. I mean, multiple shows, but it's re-airing tonight, 8 o'clock Central. The new one premieres at 9 o'clock, but that World Extermination Death Plot episode airs tonight at 8 again on True TV Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. But yes, they're moving to censor the web while also mainlining some of this info to kind of titrate the dose. Alan Watt, comments on that?
Well, there's no doubt about it. That's all coming down. But the last part I'd like to say on this body scanner is they've also floated quite a few years ago when they first floated the idea of body scanners, sedation, total sedation of every passenger from takeoff to landing by pharma means as well. And this is the next thing they're going to float after this, how to drug you through the entire flight, along with the bracelet where they can shock you if they don't get out your seat or whatever.
And notice they're already turning the lights off, even during daytime flights, they're already telling you to sit down. Of course, the stewardesses don't know. It's incremental. Now, keep your hands in your lap. You're a prisoner.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, this is dog training, is it not?
It is. Pavlovian. Yep.
Alan, incredible job, incredible contribution to Fall of the Republic. You're also going to be in Fall of the Republic Part 2 we're working on. I just commend you for all you're doing. People should support you at cuttingthematrix.com. Find more of your great work there. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
It's been a pleasure, Alan.
Take care, Alan Watt. Now, I really broke down. They're breaking up the family and all the details. I meant to give the phone number out. We'll do it tomorrow for this family in trouble in New York. Ron Paul's on tomorrow. Ron Paul tomorrow. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.